It had all the players all the way across the top and everything. It had a big picture of Bryant right in the center and everything. Everybody, he said, "Here, son." And I looked at him. He said, "I'm not an Alabama fan." He said, "You are now."
Yeah, probably think it was sacrilege. Say something like that.
I know it.
Yeah, they are pretty vocal around there. At times, though, it's funny. In the stadium, they can get real quiet.
Like
kind of apathetic about the whole thing. Yeah. But that UT stadium's enormous. That's one of the biggest.
It's fantastic. What they put on last fall, that upper layer thing they put on last fall, it seats 83,000 now. Mm-hmm. I think that's right, 83.
I understand they're going to make a bowl out of it.
Yeah, they're going on and finishing. I don't know whether the funds have gone through and finished or not, but when they do that, it's close to 100,000, I would think.
Yeah. There are too many
they need it. I declare, it's terrible. You just have to stand in line and get tickets.
Is that right?
It's awful. It's just as bad as I imagine it is in Birmingham.
Yeah, yeah. I guess so. It's about time that they tore down Legion Field, as far as I'm concerned.
I have bad luck every time I go
down there. No, I'm like you. I like the ball and the football and all that. Give you something to look forward to every weekend to relieve your mind from the strain.
We were just going to football games about 3 or 4 years ago. We got up a busload of everything. We just got so we go to at least one road trip a year, you know, and with a chartered bus and everything, most of the people from Martin and from Dresden. We run around with a lot of people from Martin. And
have you ever been to an LSU game in Baton Rouge?
Oh, honey, tell me about it. Would you believe year before that?
I've got to go to Baton Rouge one day for a game. I've heard so much about Tiger Stadium.
Golly, they'll eat you up down there. We went on a bus. Now, if you can picture this, to Baton Rouge was a long trip.
Oh,
it's a great trip down. Mm-hmm. But coming back, you know, you're just dead. We went down there. It was a night game. They're crazy down there.
They are the crazy fans in the city.
They had great halftime shows and everything. They had trained animals and on everything. But you watch where you sit and you watch what you say.
Right.
Oh, they're just flat ugly sometimes. Of course, I guess we got a little ugly too. But they're rough.
Well,
Tiger State.
A friend of mine who's from my hometown who played for Alabama for a while said that when they went to Baton Rouge to play LSU, the fans would get so rowdy, you know, some of the crazy cases down there, that Bryant and the rest of the coaching staff would have to put on football helmets because they throw bottles at you and all
that. Sure didn't know that night. That course, we just got stuck. What are you doing? You know, had such a great season, and then unless you come up and they didn't do anything. And God, so we just didn't even care. We just said we'd have a good time, you know.
Yeah.
We didn't even being upset about this ball game because it was completely gone.
Yeah.
But they were throwing bottles and stuff. They didn't like with the referee.
Yeah.
It's about like the Kentucky basketball.
Oh,
God. Oh, man. I thought that my husband was going to have rigor mortis was going to set in for.
Have you been to Lexington for a game?
No, we didn't go to Lexington. We went to, where did we go? We went to Oxford this year. Don has been to Lexington. I've never been. But we went to Oxford for a Miss game this year. Did you see on Miss game? See, Ernie. I stuck with. I'm sorry, son. To watch the Ernie and Bernie show. They were really good. It's too bad that they didn't do any better than they did because they had all kinds of potential. Alabama, too. We were disappointed in Alabama.
Tennessee wound up.